Babel 21.
I came on my spaceship to save the Earth. I've been to the south and I've been to the north. Check me out, darling, when you hear me sing. I'm an ugly duckling, I'm a beauty king. I'm an alien Elvis, I bring love and joy. My dance might remind you of the disco boy. I'm young, I'm old, I've got a heart of gold. I'm an ultimate gift to the people of the world.
Some say that I come from Russia. Some think that I come from Africa. But I'm so exotic, I'm so heroic, cause I come from the planet Paprika.
El gusto hipermoderno. Babel 21.
Greetings from Planet Paprika.
Brazil, Japan, Northern Pole, Balkan, Tel Aviv, Barcelona, Beirut, Tehran. This planet is a mess, we had to interfere. Now we are here, so have no fear. You had to be stopped, because enough is enough. While fighting for oil, you forgot about love. There's a war in the east, a war in the west. There's too much death and too little sex.
Some say that I come from Russia. Some think that I come from Africa. But I'm so exotic, I'm so erotic, cause I come from the planet Paprika.
A citizen of planet Paprika.
Greetings from planet Paprika.
I was riding on the main floor when I thought I spied some land. I yelled at Captain Ahab, how have you understand? Who came running to the deck, said boys, forget the whale. Look over yonder, cut the engines, change the sail. Haul on the bull line, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said we hit the land. I took a deep breath, I felt out, I just could not stand. Captain Ahab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place for beans. Just then a cop comes down the street, crazes a little. He throws us all in jail for carrying.
Dylan es para la música lo que Einstein es para la física, dijo la revista Newsweek cuando en el 2008 le concedieron el premio Pulitzer.
An editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome. He wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette. Could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere and I left without my hat. Now I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley. When up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. I wrapped up on my house with a U.S. flag on display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here. I'll tell you from limb to limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones. I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop.
La música de esta emisión está basada en el tributo que le han rendido a Dylan muchos colegas de hoy, con sus versiones en Chimes of Freedom. Un país es lo que sean sus nombres propios, todos sus nombres propios, los que gustan y los que disgustan. Son nombres que lo han puesto en el mapa geográfico y agitan su acontecer. Cuando esos nombres entran en la historia, se quedan en los libros. Pero cuando esos nombres trascienden por su buen quehacer humano, por sus palabras y por sus obras,
entran en la memoria colectiva internacional y se fijan en ella como habitantes universales.
Su origen ya no es lo importante. Su historia será larga y a veces se disolverá en otros nombres que han creído en ellos y su influencia perdurará por siempre, porque su legado será efectivamente como un río y este crecerá y se ensanchará según pasen las épocas. Uno de esos nombres es el de Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
To the ship, I'm back to jail. So I hopped my sailor suit and I got a corn to flip.
from chaos, it rhymes to steel, so I made it back to the shield. Well, I got back and took the pocket, taking off the mask. I was ripping into shreds when a Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name, and I said, Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know exactly what I did. I said for the Pope of Peru, I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. That was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was, when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing. They were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus, and I just said, good luck.
Dylan es un clásico contemporáneo. Un autor necesita pasar por las manos de varias generaciones para alcanzar tal condición.
Es alguien cuyas obras se han convertido en referencias perdurables y a las cuales se revisita una y otra vez para realizar nuevas lecturas sobre ellas.
Él, por su parte, ha sido un creador generoso en cuanto a las perspectivas desde las cuales estudiarlo. En lo referente a sus raíces musicales, en las letras de sus canciones, ha proporcionado el quid para ubicar las semillas que le dieron origen.
Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Let, let it let all across my big breast. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make him smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you?
A lo largo de su trayectoria, el cantautor ha utilizado las baladas, los cantos outsiders de temáticas fuera de la ley, el folk, las elegías, himnos religiosos y profanos de tradición campirana, los espirituales, las canciones de contenido social y de protesta y el rock, entre lo más recurrente. Y como soporte impulsor de todo ello, el country blues.
I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night.
Stay late, stay on the night.
Evidentemente, las influencias han sido variadas. Sin embargo, se pueden quintaesenciar en dos personajes clave:
Charlie Patton en La Raíz Negra y Goody Guthrie en La Blanca.
Patton, oriundo de Mississippi, en diversos sentidos resumió a su vez los modelos musical y social que constituyeron el blues del Delta de las primeras tres décadas del siglo XX. Goody Guthrie, por su parte, fue un artista comprometido y en su obra enarboló el comentario social. Sus temas representaron el acontecer cotidiano de la clase trabajadora. Luchó por todas las causas que atrajeron su atención de la única manera que conocía:
a través de las ardorosas canciones de protesta.
If your memory serves you well, I was gonna confiscate your lace and wrap it up in a sailor's knot.
Cuando el 19 de marzo de 1962 apareció el álbum debut de Bob Dylan, con su nombre como título, el cantautor tenía apenas 20 años de edad y uno apenas de haber llegado de la provincia, de su natal Duluth, Minnesota, a la ciudad de Nueva York. Llegó cargado de esa cantidad de antecedentes.
El country blues de Patton, la temática social de Guthrie y el vasto legado musical de la campiña estadounidense.
Con ese bagaje y algunas experiencias discursivas en los cafés del barrio bohemio del Greenwich Village, de la urbe de hierro, entró en los estudios de la CBS. El disco no reflejó de manera fehaciente lo que el propio Dylan era,
porque evolucionaba a toda velocidad.
El material era antiguo, basado en sus fuentes tempranas, pero con las que seguía trabajando durante sus presentaciones.
Well, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Sin embargo, como artista, comenzó a madurar, a crecer. Los cambios entre su primer álbum y los siguientes fueron manifiestos. Del material rústico pasó a la interpretación de poemas personales de altos vuelos brechtianos, a las profecías y a los himnos absolutos para el movimiento protestatario de los años 60.
We'll go out and see it sometime. We'll both just sit there and stare. Me with my bell wrapped around my head, and you just sitting there in your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Living a dream, my friend Eric Gales.
En medio de todo ello, hubo canciones de amor agridulce, romanticismo folk, incluso inauguró un nuevo género, el folk rock, y country blues de músico vagabundo. El Dylan, que se inició como un simple cantante folk,
contó con la suficiente personalidad para romper con la tradición
y adoptó el rock para sus objetivos. Desde entonces, se convirtió en la figura más importante en el mundo de la canción popular, lugar que mantiene hasta la fecha.
Well, I asked the doctor if I can see you. It's bad for your health, he said. Yes, I disobeyed his orders. I came to see you instead. You know I don't mind if she know me, but I sure wish he'd take that hat off his head. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, I see you got a new boyfriend. No, I never seen him before. And I saw you making love to him. You forgot to close the garage door. You might think he loves you for your money, but I know what he loves you for. It's your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Dylan es para la música lo que Einstein es para la física.
She got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. Take the dark out of the nighttime. Paint the daytime. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. start out standing proud to steal anything she sees. But you will wind up peeking through her keyhole down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. Stumbles, she got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. She wears an Egyptian ring that sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring that sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector. You are a walking antique.
Dylan ha vendido en su larga carrera casi 130 millones de discos. En el almanaque de sus canciones, la observación es un aporte fundamental.
Él trazó una nueva dimensión de lo cotidiano y refutó los prejuicios que juzgaban toda poesía solo en términos de sentimiento y contenido.
Como si en el mundo del lamento existiera únicamente el lamento y no también todo lo que lo produce. Con ello hubo certeza. Para romper con las normas estéticas,
se requiere de tal honradez y sinceridad. Para vivir fuera de la ley, hay que ser honrado,
escribió en alguna de sus canciones.
This is Michael Franti with a little subterranean homesick blues. Kick it off like this.
It's a Johnny's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. The man in the trench coat, badge got laid off. Says he's got a bad call, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in the coonskin cap is in the big pen. Wants $11 bills, but you only got 10. Maggie comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat foot, plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says that many say they got a bust in early May, orders from the DA. Look out, kid, no matter what you did, walking on your tiptoes, don't try no those. It better stay away from those that carry around the fire hose. Keep a clean nose, watch the plain clothes. You don't need no weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Su música, pues, asume aires de reverencia, pidiendo prestado primero a los blueseros, luego al hillbilly, al gospel, al talking blues,
pero siempre para apropiarse mejor sus tonalidades,
sus intenciones, agregando su propia huella, sus palabras, mediante una presentación de lo más sencillo y con personajes que tienden a ser marginados, vagos y perdedores, como el forajido del oeste, John Wesley Harding, por ejemplo. Y henos aquí, alrededor de 70 discos oficiales y tras 50 años de grabaciones, medio siglo después. Dylan en el punto del reencuentro entre las dos corrientes que engendraron la música popular de los Estados Unidos: el lamento y el relato, la sensualidad y lo jovial, la provocación y el rezo en ambos casos, y el soplo libertario gutural y lírico, sacudido por pulsaciones primitivas y regocijadas. Las canciones de Dylan representan la lucha librada por un individuo para aportar un significado a la experiencia.
De un artista en busca de una voz personal capaz de expresar una emoción y un tiempo.
De esa voz que se alza para decir lo que necesita decir. Y son un auténtico curso sobre las raíces.
you up, shock or knock or lock you up, analyze you, categorize you, finalize you, or advertise you.
Dylan pasó de ser un músico folk y de protesta a un poeta de trascendencia universal, a uno que como los de la antigüedad canta y que como los bardos de siempre
remueve la imaginación de quien lo escucha.
Es un narrador que observa con agudeza y un adivinador que absorbe y envuelve con sus palabras, mismas que se ubican dentro de las melodías cautivadoras y ritmos sencillos. Entre su primer tema titulado You're No Good y Make You Feel My Love, el último track de Together Rough Life, su disco en estudio más reciente, suman 50 años de obra grabada por Robert Allen Zimmerman, mejor conocido como Bob Dylan. Su larga sombra, influencia y ADN
han tendido sus raíces rizomáticas por los más diversos géneros de la música,
así como por infinidad de representantes de los mismos, desde sus más conspicuos contemporáneos, Beatles, Rolling Stones, The Band, Pete Townshend, Neil Young, hasta los muy contemporáneos, Pajama Club, Adele, My Chemical Romance o Maroon, pasando por David Bowie, Bruce Springsteen, Nick Cave, Patti Smith, Syd Barrett o Tom Waits.
As he stood straight and tall in his uniform with all his mother's face broken to the ground. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're son of mine. You make me proud to know you hold a gun. You're what the captain says. Lots of medals you will get, and we'll put them on the wall when you get home. When that old train pulled out, your mom began to shout, telling everybody in the whole neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. It made sure that her neighbors understood. It made sure that her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while and her face broke into a smile as she showed them to the people from the next door. And she dragged about a sword and a uniform and gun. He says she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letter ceased to call for longer than ever called. It ceased to come for about 9 months or more. Then the letter finally came saying go down and meet the train. His sons are coming home from the war. His sons are coming home from the war. His sons are coming home from the war. Oh,
a Acerca del impacto de Dylan en la cultura moderna, se pueden seguir cursos universitarios en varios países. Muchos de sus textos están consideradas obras de alto nivel entre los académicos.
Por todo ello, Dylan ha sido nominado una y otra vez para el Premio Nobel.
But as all the people passed, I saw a son of lies. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. His face was all shut up, his hands were all blown off, and a warm metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow, and a voice she did not know. She couldn't even recognize his face. Oh, my darling son, tell me what have they done? How is it you're gonna be this way? His mouth could hardly move as he tried to best to talk, and she didn't even recognize his voice. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home and feeling proud, thank God. You wasn't standing in my shoes. Oh, I thought I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill my enemy and I'm trying. But as the enemy came close, the thing that hurt me the most, his own face looked just like mine. His face looked just like mine. Oh, his face looked just like mine. Oh, Lord.
En su poesía, la observación es el mejor pretexto para vislumbrar el porvenir. Es un aporte fundamental para la liberación de la imagen poética.
Él ha trazado una nueva dimensión de lo cotidiano y refutado los prejuicios y convenciones.
En su poesía se explaya un nuevo mundo.
La belleza de sus canciones está en lo que insinúan.
Y de ello han tomado nota todos aquellos que le han rendido tributo con la interpretación de alguna de sus piezas, mismas que han puesto su nombre en el peldaño de lo universal.
Babel 21, un programa de Sergio Monsalvo. Producción a cargo de Pita Cortés, Roberto Hernández y Hugo Enrique Sánchez.
Radio Educación.